Like God say, I do the increase. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, don't confuse the judgment seat of Christ with the great white throne.
Jesus.
See, I talked about the good part. See, now we're talking about the great white throne, y'all. There ain't nothing good about that. Amen. And so what he was saying there, these are for the unsaved people at the end time. Amen. And in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That's what Revelation say. Did y'all write that down? So go read it for you. I ain't just saying it. So when you get through with being at that the great white throne, there it is. Amen. Hallelujah. John also pointed out that when Jesus were here before, he came privately in comparison. He proceeded from a womb and was introduced in a stable. By this time, when Jesus should come again, he will come from the open heavens. And every eye, not some eye, but every eye shall see him. Hallelujah. And those that did continue with him through all their trials, through all their tribulations, through all their suffering, through all their sickness, they should have confidence. Not only confidence, but they should have assurance and joy in the sight of the Lord. You know why? Because they continue in the word. They didn't let things just disturb them. They didn't let things get in their way. They didn't let people hinder us. But they continue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes we feel like throwing in the towel. This ain't the time, especially right now. You can't throw in nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If I didn't throw it in before 2020, it ain't going nowhere now. I'm sealed to the day of redemption. So it don't matter. Just like the flow this morning. It don't matter what water running everywhere. Because I'm sealed. This is only temporary. I'm talking about that eternal life. That I won't have to worry about a flow whether or not the commode ain't working right. The third word. I told you I was trying. The third word was ashamed. Yeah. Yeah. These Christians are ashamed because they did not continue in Christ Jesus. They're not laughing like some of us, right, by the sight of looking at Christ. But they are ashamed. They are ashamed before him because, and they're ashamed for their own self. Ashamed of their unbelief. They're ingratitude and folly. All of their unrighteousness. That's what they shame of. But when John said that we have confidence that he included, and how he put it, I have confidence also. He's talking about his own self. He threw himself in that number. He said, even adding the rest of the disciples, that be not ashamed of you as well as you will not be ashamed of yourself. And then Christ can't look at the disciples and say, well, did y'all do y'all part? Did y'all keep up with discipleship? Did you keep up with evangelism? So nobody wants to be ashamed when Jesus come back. Because the thing about then, it's too late. You can be ashamed all you want to. It ain't going to solve the problem that you didn't, was not faithful in what you was doing. Hallelujah. Now, at Christ's public appearance, he said when he come back, he said he going to make them ashamed in what they are. He say he's gonna disclaim them as though he never knew them. That's something for him to say. He don't want no part of them no more. And so the reason why, because there's no excuse. The word from the beginning have not changed. It's the same word that was given. But you got to allow the Holy Spirit to work on that word to get you to the place that you need to be. And that means being sons of God. Because there's a difference in being sons of God and then fellowshipping with him. Hallelujah. And John said, no matter in which direction a Christian looks, that's why Jay, when you're saying that, I just looked at my paper. He found reason to obey God. If he looked behind, he see Calvary, where Christ died for us. If he looked within, he sees the Holy Ghost, who lives within us and teaches us the truth. If he look around, he see all the Christian brothers who love one another. And he sees the lost world also. And if he look ahead, he see the return of Jesus. See, that's what we ought to be doing. Looking ahead to what's coming. Like Jay said, why should we look back? We ain't got no reason to look back. Ain't nothing back there. But there is a future ahead that God is trying to pave a way for us. He's making that crooked path straight so we can just walk on through it. But there is some things you have to do to walk on through that. Amen? Hallelujah. Now in verse 29, it says, we know that God is righteous. And those who practice righteousness will be recognized as being born of God. No way you can say you're righteous and don't live a righteous life. Because born of God has nothing to do with a believer's individual assurance. It is rather to affirm that when they see righteousness exhibited, they can be sure that person who exhibit that is a child of God. Now this righteousness has nothing to do with human kindness, being nice, or even being good. That ain't going to get you into heaven. There's a lot of good people.
Yes, Lord.
But John summed it up. The whole matter, he said, of Christian living in one phrase, doing and not talking. Doing and not talking. Amen, Reverend Herman. This verse does not say that everyone who is born of God will practice righteousness. Because Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 affirms that not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, should enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen? Amen. But those that do the will of the Father. Now also John was printing out in 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5. It says, examine your own self and see if you are of the faith or in the faith. Does your life bear the marks of obedience, love, and truth? Is your Christian life like something real, genuine, authentic, or is it counterfeit? Examine your own self. You know where you are. Amen. I'm not telling nobody in Providence. I ain't putting no fingers. Everybody know where they are. I'm just preaching. Amen? Amen? And here John left from verses 28 and 29 from fellowship and going over here to 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, with sonship. Amen? And he begins with the word, behold.
Yes, Lord.
Behold. That means look. Look at the manner of love that God gave to us as believers. That he brought us into the family as children of God by virtue of just being born again. And see, we don't understand that process. The Father adopts all the children of Jesus Christ. Christ calls them and makes them his brother.
And he who calls things are that are not, make them to be what they were not. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus in John chapter 15, verse 18. John 15, verse 18, stressed a connection between how the world relates to him and how it will relate to his true followers. The same way that the world relates to Jesus is going to do his followers the same way. Just as they didn't know Jesus, they ain't going to know us either. So don't be surprised if they reject you too. And God love also is different from the world. They love one another who love each other. They see them. They don't love nobody that don't love them. Have you ever heard anything like that? But that's what they do. Why Jesus loved even those that disobey him. And then John went on to emphasize, live. Does the word precede the advancement and the happiness of a genuine followers of Christ? They don't see that happiness in them. They don't see that joy in them because they choose not to see it. Amen? Little does the world think that the poor and the humble ones are the favorite of heaven. They don't see that either. Little did the world think how great a person was one sojourning here, that the maker of it was once an inhabitant of it. They don't see that either. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
K-A-Y-T, Tina Alexandria, 88.1.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community.